think the choice of Justice Faya Kufu as the next Chief Justice is most welcome. And this is because when you take the current justices on the Supreme Court bench, she is one of the most experienced judges of the Supreme Court. Remember, she was appointed to the Supreme Court way back in 1995. And she had the opportunity actually to, on cases with some of the notable Supreme Court judges that we've had in this country. We can mention personalities like Justice Archer, Justice Adade, Justice Amwasachi, Akins, Pega, Umbangford, Ado, Ifom Benjamin. So this is a justice of the Supreme Court who has had the requisite exposure in terms of different kinds of arguments dealing with different personalities on the Supreme Court bench. In addition to that, you know, she has excellent international exposure. She's one of the few justices on the Supreme Court bench who, you know, had opportunity of serving on the African Court on Human and Post Rights. So in short, her selection is most appropriate. She's a solid judge. She's very, very firm in her approach to the law, and integrity is just impeccable.
Right. Does it really matter that she wants to work under the president who is now appointing her as the Chief Justice? People have raised issues of possible conflict of interest.
It doesn't matter at all. In fact, it is absolutely irrelevant. Sometimes people forget about the nature of the judicial process. The judicial process is not a partisan political act. The process is founded on certain key principles and values, issues about rule of law, issues about separation of powers, issues about human rights. And there are clear understanding about what these issues really, really are. So the fact that she wants to work with the president, it's no reason at all for people to doubt her ability to deliver justice objectively, impartially, and independently.